discerning of spirits. So we see an example, for example, when the people in Jerusalem in Acts 2 saw tongues of fire on the people, that was discerning of spirits. Because why? That fire was Holy Spirit, right? The Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Discerning of spirits. When Elijah prayed, he said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of Gehazi, the young man that served him, and he saw that the mountain was full of horses and the chariots of fire round about Elisha. And so God opened the eyes of Elisha to see in the spirits of angels on the mountains all around, discerning of spirits. You're starting to get it, aren't you? Angels, when the shepherds were out in the field, remember? Discerning of spirits. They saw in the spirit angels. Angels are spirits. Discerning of spirit. And it can come all different ways. Again, through dreams or through visions. But if you're seeing a spirit or you're seeing what's happening in the spirit to that spirit or with that spirit, it's discerning of spirits. With human spirits, discerning human spirits, which is discerning of spirits, John 1:27. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose." And then he goes on and it says that later he saw Jesus coming and he said, "Behold, there he is." Discerning of spirits, okay? I love how in John 2:24, Jesus did not commit himself to the people because he knew all men and he did not need that people tell him about them because he knew what was in them. He discerned whether or not, you see, Jesus would discern what was true in them or what was false, okay? So a lot of people gave Jesus lip service. They said the right things, but their hearts were far from him. And then even with Daniel, the Bible says in Daniel was an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding. Many times I will know by discerning of spirits when somebody has an excellent spirit because I'm discerning their spirit and I can feel, sense, and know by discerning of spirits that they have an excellent spirit. Amen? Such as Apostle Hector. He has an excellent spirit. I don't know that man. I mean, other than the few times I've been with him in ministry, but I discern by the gift of discerning of spirits, this is an excellent man, okay? It's an excellent man of God. Let's go on. So, of course, there's evil spirits, there's lying spirits. Evil spirits can be a spirit of divination. Lying spirits, many times there'll be something where you just know it's not true. How many of you heard people look at you right in the face, they said something, and in your spirit was, "That ain't true. That's not true. You just looked me in the eyes and lied to me." You know, you just know it. It's not because I'm being critical or looking for problems, but I'm just like, "That's not true. I know it's not true. How do I know?" Because I know that I know, and when I know that I know, it's discerning of spirits, okay? So all of the revelatory gifts, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and discerning of spirits can come in various ways. It can come in dreams. I remember one time I had a dream, and in my dream, I heard a voice. And in my dream, it said, "Your grandfather has died." I woke up. Because the phone was ringing. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, and the phone was ringing. I picked up the phone, and it was my dad. And I could tell he was upset. It sounded like he was crying a little bit. And he said, "Jeannie, something's happened." And I said, "Grandpa died." And he's like, "How did you know? I just dreamed it." Word of knowledge in a dream. Word of knowledge, supernatural information about a person, place, or thing, present or past. Okay? Word of knowledge. Angels. Revelatory giftings can come in various ways. For example, Sean Bolts, William Branham, and now I became aware of Tracy Cook. The angel of the Lord comes and stands next to them, and they are very vocal and wonderful in their instruction about how this works. So words of wisdom and words of knowledge and discerning of spirits can come from an angel. And I've had that happen with me in ministry, where an angel whispered to me the name of somebody, and I told them the name, and they were like, how did you know? Well, I didn't tell them, but the angel just told me. I was just like, oh, you know, whatever, because I didn't want to freak them out. But an angel of the Lord will come. With William Branham, what would happen is a light would show over people's head. He would look over in that direction. The angel of the Lord would stand next to him and tell him their names, the condition of their body, the sin they were involved in, whatever God wanted him to know, and he would simply repeat what the angel of the Lord would say. Sean Bowles, very prolific and wonderful here in Southern California, teaching about how this works, which really demystified this in modern day here in Southern California and throughout the world. The angel, he said, I know when the angel comes and stands by me, as long as that angel's standing next to me, I will flow in amazing revelation. I will know names and dates and addresses and family relations and whatever the Lord is telling me about a person. But he said, once that angel leaves, that anointing will begin to lift. And it usually lasts only for maybe up to 5 minutes. This is one of the teachings he had. He said, maybe it'll last up to 5 minutes. And sometimes I can still, you know, write things in. And then after that, then he flows from going to that to a prophet, right? And then it's just a whole different level of revelation and detailed stuff. But it's different than when the angel of the Lord is standing next to you and telling you all this stuff, right? Tracy Cook, just recently, I was watching him. You can look him up online, watch him on Sid Roth's show. He was on there several times just this last month, as far as I could see, and I watched both of them, and he said the same thing. He said, I can tell when the angel of the Lord's next to me. He said, it will actually touch me. That's what he said. It will touch me, and then it will start to tell me. He said, you know, basically, he'll look at people, and the Lord show him who or how or call out a name, and the angel will start to tell him things about people. And so that's really cool. And what I loved about Tracy Cook and Sean Bolts is that they're saying this is for everybody. And Tracy Cook was again saying, how hungry are you? And he was the one that just recently quoted William Branham, and I took notes on it. William Branham said, what are you willing to let go of to obey God? And so how hungry are you? You know, I wanna have an angel with me all the time. I wanna call out names and address and all this stuff. But what are the motives of my heart too? You know, and I think there is that too. But what I love with Tracy Cook is he was saying, this is for everybody. This isn't just for me as a prophet. God wants to assign angels that release revelation to all y'all, right?
Yes.
And so I was so blessed by that. Now, there are different ways as a Christian, a daughter of God, and then as a prophetic person, and then as a prophet, that I get information, or revelation, I should say, from the Spirit of God. All of them flow a little bit differently. With when I'm operating in the mantle of a prophet, which I don't always do, like I go out and have dinner with people and I start talking about stuff and people are like, they start getting out their records. I'm like, I'm just having dinner, folks. I'm just making conversation. I'm not prophesying. Hello. Because I'm above all else, I'm a daughter. I love Jesus, and he loves me, and my Heavenly Father loves me, and I'm his daughter, right? So how I receive information, revelation, I should say, as a daughter of God, as a child of God, is the same way I get information and revelation other ways. The only difference is the authority that I release it in, and the situations I release it in. So for example, when I'm just loving Jesus and I'm just going along in my life at Walmart, right? I see and I sense and I discern what Holy Spirit's saying to me because I have a relationship with him. We just walk together. You know, I'm just not like
shandalawasa in the middle of Walmart and, you know, speak to me for your servants listening. No, we just shop together. We walk together. We drive the car together. We're together and communing all the time, right? So he'll tell me stuff, and I'm just like, that just rocks the morning. Sometimes he'll tell me stuff about other people to tell him in the store. And I'll tell him, and I'll be like, hey, you know, I have a word of blessing for you. Can I tell? Is it okay if I share it with you? And most of the time, they're like, fine. Sometimes they're just like, and then I just give it to him anyway. Whatever, you know. But the point is that, but when I'm in the office gifting of a prophet, it has to do with the authority that I'm giving and the import that it's coming in. And there's angelic structures that are affected by it in a different way. But my point that I'm trying to say is that we can receive this and walk in this and should in our everyday life. Just because we walk with Jesus and love him. And he talks to us. He's not isolated to this church building or some kind of religious institution. You are the temple of Holy Spirit. Do you hear me? So, okay.